This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you happen to be a regular user of the Firefox web browser, the way you search for almost anything, the nearest deep dish pizza or the highest rated dry cleaner in your neighborhood is about to change. Mozilla, the nonprofit group that owns Firefox, has announced plans to change its default search engine from Google to Yahoo, although just for users here in the United States, I should note. Google had been paying Mozilla $300 million a year for the privilege of being its default search engine. But other than that, what difference does a default search engine really make, anyhow? Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Mozilla and Google are very different companies. Mozilla is a mission-driven nonprofit, for starters. It's built on 10 principles, one of which is that individuals' security and privacy are fundamental and must not be treated as optional. Google has a slightly different take on privacy.
Google, of course, is in the business of tracking users, and Firefox has taken a very strong line on giving users the ability to not be tracked.
Ellis Horowitz is a professor of computer science at the University of Southern California. Yahoo has agreed to honor Mozilla's Do Not Track policy. In return, Yahoo gets all of Firefox's default search traffic, and it gets some street cred with users who are concerned about their privacy. Just how much Yahoo is paying for the traffic and the street cred hasn't been made public. And as for Google, it ultimately isn't losing a whole lot.
Of course, many people just have the Google homepage as their default page, so they don't really need the search engine to do their searching.
Plus, Google has its own competing browser, Chrome, which now has a much larger market share than Firefox's. And as more and more web traffic shifts to mobile phones, Firefox has created its own mobile operating system.
The Firefox OS, which they call it, they're getting onto low-cost phones around the world.
Liz Gaines is a senior editor with the online tech site Recode.
Mozilla, in some sense, has already kind of moved on from the Firefox battle in that they're trying to take on the next big closed platform, which is mobile.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.